Welcome to the Daily News Update for Friday the 13th, November 13th, 2020. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and also thank you for your kind comments about the impact of yesterday's podcast, which covered very, very important things coming up. today is going to be just as big. So first, just to backtrack, yesterday I talked about the fact that I was going to produce this story about Joe Biden's COVID-19 task force member saying that blacks and minorities should be forced to take COVID vaccines, and that if you don't agree to be vaccinated, they're going to take away food stamps, rent subsidies, and other social services. And I did post that story last night on Natural News. And as I was going through the detailed document that was authored by one of the Joe Biden task force leaders, I found even more shocking information that I'll share with you here, which is that under Joe Biden, grocery stores will be turned into vaccine centers. Churches will be turned into vaccine centers. Senior centers, schools, and workplaces. So they're going to roll out vaccine enforcement teams everywhere across society, including grocery stores. And you'll have to scan on your mobile phone, you'll have to scan in with your vaccine status to be able to enter the grocery store. And if you're not vaccinated, then they can give you a vaccine shot right there so that you could continue to be allowed to shop for food, you see. And so if you don't have a vaccine, they're going to starve you to death. They're going to make you homeless. Probably you won't be able to open a bank account. They won't let you vote, that's for sure, in the future. Not that voting seems to matter anyway, since the Democrats are rigging it all with software. But the Joe Biden COVID-19 Orwellian nightmare scenario is just about to unfold here. And it's pretty shocking. But that's just yesterday's story. That's last night's story. I want to get to today's story. There's something major. And I got to give a hat tip to Hal Turner on this, because I first saw a hint of this at the Hal Turner radio show website. But I started digging, and he had mentioned this executive order that he said was signed in 2018 by President Trump. And so I went digging and I found it. This is called Executive Order on Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in a United States Election. Now, this is published at whitehouse.gov. It was signed on September 12, 2018. And it establishes that any person or any entity that takes part in foreign interference of a U.S. election, which includes covering up foreign interference, by the way, or promoting propaganda for the foreign interests, either one of those, any person or entity will have all of their assets seized and they will be shut down. That the federal government has the power to seize and shut down all assets of anyone engaged in foreign interference of a U.S. election. And the language is very, very specific in that executive order. And it talks about attacks on the election's infrastructure. Now, hold that thought for a second. I now take you to WorldNet Daily. New story came out today. Oh, I'm sorry, last night. True the Vote chief says many U.S. votes counted in Spain. And this talks about a company, a Spanish company, that has gone bankrupt. And they're called SCYTL or Skytel. And then greatgameindia.com has a full rundown of this. The Skytel company is run out of Spain, and it was involved in much of the vote rigging, in addition to Dominion Voting Systems, which is Dominion Voting Systems. Where is that company headquartered and run out of? Oh, Canada. In addition to that, the CIA offshored real-time voting statistical information from the machines to Serbia. So now we have three foreign nations involved in this. And on top of that, Lynn Wood, the attorney for Trump, has been tweeting out that China is deeply involved in this. And Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business is talking about elements of Venezuela are involved in this election. And apparently somebody, some big hotshot from Venezuela is part of the whole voting machine company. I guess we'll get more details on that soon. But the point is, you look at Canada is Dominion Systems, Spain is Skytel Systems, and then China makes many of the hardware components that were used in this election theft. So guess what? Guess what? This election was foreign interference in a United States election, which is exactly what Trump had written about in his executive order from September of 2018. So you following me so far? Foreign interference in a United States election. Every Dominion voting system that was used in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and so on is part of foreign interference in a United States election. This means that every person involved in the rigging and every news organization involved in covering it up and pushing propaganda, i.e. the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, they can all be seized. They can all be shut down. Oh, and guess who else is involved? Twitter, Google, Facebook. They can all be seized and shut down under this executive order. So when we say Trump has all the cards here, it's even bigger than I thought. He had laid this out 2 years ago because he knew that the Democrats were going to be involved in rigging elections. And now there are rumblings behind the scenes that Bill Barr may actually be doing something on this, that Bill Barr can't stand for our republic to be stolen by foreign influence. You know, Bill Barr is a pro-Bush swamp creature, but even some swamp creatures don't want to see America taken over by communists, you know. Bill Barr's on the move. And with Trump's executive order in play here, and with all the evidence now being compiled by Trump's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, Lynn Wood, and frankly, hundreds of others, we are about to see a massive counterattack that will not only expose the massive vote fraud that took place, it will not only expose the DNC and the Democrat cheating machine and its ties to foreign entities such as Communist China, but at the end of this, they will all be arrested and all of their assets will be seized, and we could be looking at the end of the New York Times and the end of Twitter just from this alone, because they were all complicit in the theft of this election, which is an attack on the infrastructure, critical infrastructure of the United States of America. Massive fraud, coordinated, overwhelming. Even Rudy Giuliani says he's never seen anything this big in terms of election fraud, never before. And you know, he came out of New York City in the mafia days, the mob, they would rig everything. But this election was even dirtier. So what we are about to see in the next maybe 3 weeks or sooner, I hope sooner too, yeah, like you do, we're about to see probably the biggest event in the history of America. We're going to see Trump's people and possibly the Attorney General and the DOJ roll out a wave of arrests, a wave of seizures, and a mountain of evidence of coordinated international fraud to steal this election through the rigging of the voting machines, software backdoors, deep state involvement, all of that. Biden will go down. He may go to prison. Thousands of people will probably go to prison when this is all said and done. And the media may, this may be the media's last ditch effort to try to survive, which is why they're going crazy and just trying to gaslight everybody and say, there's no evidence of fraud, no evidence of fraud. John Brennan is out there saying, oh, you got to arrest the president right now. You know, 25th Amendment, get him out. And you have Christiane Amanpour on CNN saying, this is like a Nazi takeover. You know, Nazis killing their enemies. She's talking about Trump maybe having people arrested who were committing fraud. See, the radical leftists, they're all complicit. They're all guilty. They had a role in this illegal election theft. And they've been caught. They've been caught. You've seen the evidence. You've seen the presentations of the black box, you know, transaction logs. You've seen how the votes were switched from Trump to Biden, and then millions of votes were deleted. It's all documented, and there are mathematicians and statisticians coming out and documenting this even more. This is all going to be compiled and dropped on the doorstep of the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will have no choice but to rule that this election was tainted. It is invalid. And then, through the various mechanisms that we've talked about before, Trump wins. But it's not just that Trump wins. It's that the DNC implodes. Thousands of people will be arrested and go to prison. Thousands of bank accounts will probably be seized. And again, we may see these once powerful corporations and propaganda disinfo hubs like the New York Times, the Washington Post, Twitter, and so on. We may see them seized and shut down. And that's what has to happen. This is the way we save America. We've now reached the point where we have to, as a nation, we have to seize and shut down big tech. We have to arrest the CEOs. We have to make people go to prison, charge them with treason. And by the way, we've got a story today up on Natural News that says it's time for Trump to declassify everything, to dump the classified documents on the FISA warrant fraud and the treason of deep state actors like John Brennan and Hillary Clinton and so on. Dump all the documents, do it now, expose the criminals for what they are. So don't believe any of the media gaslighting. They are continuing to try to tell you that Biden has won and that there's no evidence of voter fraud. I mean, give me a break. And they're resorting to crazy things like this Lincoln Project is running around doxing attorneys who are representing Trump in Pennsylvania. One law firm quit because they were being doxed and bullied by the Lincoln Project all over Twitter, and Twitter did not pull that down. They thought that was fine. As long as you're bullying and doxing and threatening conservatives, the Twitter has no problem with it. Well, that makes Twitter complicit in that doxing and bullying and threatening behavior, doesn't it? Makes Twitter complicit in the election fraud and in trying to deny the President of the United States legal representation so that he can argue his case in court. I mean, that's what this is coming to. If you wondered in any way what America would look like under Democrat rule, have no illusions. It'll be a totalitarian regime where you have no free speech rights, you have no right to legal representation, you are guilty by association. They'll shut down your bank accounts, won't let you buy food at the grocery store, won't let you have a voice, won't let you run a business, won't let your kids go to college, nothing. Unless you bow down to the radical leftist agenda of global depopulation and global transgenderism, maiming little children in the name of equality. That's what the leftists want, chopping up their own babies. Mass murder, death squad lists with AOC running it, demanding that conservatives be killed door to door. This is what they're gearing up to do. And the fascinating part is because they think Biden has already won, they're sort of admitting to the crimes they plan to commit now, like the death squads and depriving people of access to food if you don't agree to be vaccinated and so on. They're admitting to the crimes they plan to commit after January 20th if Biden becomes president. Imagine their shock when this all gets reversed and Trump wins and Trump announces the mass arrests and the Democrats implode and the fake news media implodes and big tech implodes, and we get our country back, we get our First Amendment back, and we keep our Second Amendment, by the way, and we keep our health freedom so we can say no to vaccines or no to mandatory masks or no to the lockdowns that the Biden campaign wants to put on us. They want to inflict as punishment against America, lockdowns, crush the economy, crush small businesses, damage the mental health of Americans. This is punishment for America. Because America elected Trump twice now. Punishment. They want Americans to suffer. And they don't care what you say because they don't need your vote. Joe Biden already said that. Doesn't need your vote to get elected because they run the voting systems. They've rigged the system. They don't even need your support. They don't care what you think. They don't care how mad you are. They just rig every election. At the Senate level, Congress, House seats, and the president, whatever it takes. So this is no longer even a representational democracy or a constitutional republic if Biden wins. No longer at all. And then you have the question of, well, there's taxation without representation. Yeah, they make you pay taxes, but your vote doesn't count because they've rigged it. They create whatever votes they need to win. So your vote is nullified. That's taxation without representation, isn't it? Oh, I seem to remember there was a Revolutionary War fought over that very same principle. Wasn't there? Yeah. And 1776 will commence again, as you've heard many people say. So have no illusions about where we are. Trump has won the election. If Trump wins in the courts or Trump wins in the state legislatures, then, you know, the left is going to put us through a civil war. If Joe Biden is sworn in, then we're going to have a civil war anyway, because Americans will rise up against the tyranny and the taxation without representation and the massive cheating and fraud that has taken place across America. Either way, things are about to get very dangerous and very dicey for this country. In the end, though, we must take down the lying propaganda media. We must take down the big tech giants that have engaged in malicious censorship and complicity. We must take down all of the treasonous actors who tried to carry out this massive international election theft operation, massive fraud against the United States of America. And I have a feeling that Bill Barr sees how dangerous this is, and even Bill Barr is going to say, yeah, we can't tolerate this. We've got to do something to stop this. We can't have our country overthrown by these treasonous actors ruled by communist China. So there's more coming, obviously, every day. It's going to be an interesting weekend. I'll bring you another update here on Monday, but I will be publishing stories over the weekend. So be sure to check out the website, naturalnews.com, and also brighttown.social will be very active this weekend. I have a feeling we're going to see some big things happen, not only this weekend, but also all next week. Some big things are about to go down. A lot of things are about to be triggered here. This is history unfolding by the hour. You're a witness to it. You're watching it. Future generations will look back at this moment right now and wonder what it was like to live through this. Well, you and I know, because we're living through it every day. So keep the faith, folks. Pray to God for protection for America. Vocalize your support for Trump. Demand that the votes be discarded if they are fraudulent. Demand that this election be nullified by the courts because it was so rigged and so dishonest. And get ready to defend your nation in whatever way it takes. The president may call upon us to rise up and come to Washington, D.C. and defend our republic. You need to be ready to do that. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. God bless America.